This is Steve Moulter, guitar player for Beware of Safety. You're listening to Post Rock, Paper Scissors, where rock always wins.
Our world is in peril. Gaia, the spirit of the Earth, can no longer stand the terrible destruction plaguing our planet. She sends five magic rings to five special young people. Watch them from Africa, the power of Earth. From North America, we, with the power of fire. From the Soviet Union, Minka, with the power of wind. From Asia, Gili, with the power of water. And from South America, Mati, with the power of heart. When the five powers combine, they summon Earth's greatest champion, Captain Planet.
Thank you. Okay, welcome to Post Rock Paper Scissors. It's Armand here. So we finished with last week's show. We finished the elements theme. We did earth, wind, water, fire, and heart. So all the Captain Planet stuff. So today, as you can tell from that intro, is going to be kind of a post-Captain Planet math rock extravaganza. And, well, the title is kind of a lie, because it's not so much math rock as bands that incorporate math rock influences into their music. And it's kind of an extravaganza, and it is post-Captain Planet. So it's basically going to be a bunch of mathy or math rockish post-rock mixed in with some Captain Planet stuff. And overall, it's supposed to be pretty fun, kind of cheesy. I don't know. It was kind of a somewhat requested that I play a show like this. But I thought it was a good idea to end off the show, the whole Captain Planet thing, with this crazy math rock meets cartoon theme songs, but I'm not that good. So all the show is basically just math rock that's really fun and upbeat, and sprinkled in are some segments of Captain Planet. But maybe we'll get into some cartoon theme songs later on down the road, because the 80s and 90s provided us with some great cartoon theme songs. I mean, just to name a few, DuckTales, a great one. Tailspin, Rocko's Modern Life, Darkwing Duck. There's X-Men had a great intro. Pinky and the Brain might not have been the greatest cartoon, even though it was enjoyable, but it had one of the catchiest songs. I mean, it was always in your head. Once you heard it, it stuck there. So, yeah, maybe we'll get into 80s and 90s cartoons in a later show, mixed with some, I don't know, something else. But today is just going to be Captain Planet and some math rock stuff. And I am not the biggest connoisseur of math rock, and I find a lot of it irritating. So the show is not so much bands that are math rock, but a lot of bands that incorporate math rock influences into their music. For example, the first song was by You May Die in the Desert, and not really a math rock song, and math rock songs generally aren't 12 minutes long, but they incorporate some of that stuff into their music, and I thought that was just a really epic track by a band that's kind of almost math rock, so I have to play it. I mean, that song is by You May Die in the Desert. It's actually You, period, May, period, Die, period, in, period, the, period, desert. No period at the end. So that's You May Die in the Desert. The song is called The Sound of Titans, and it's, I think it's a very self-descriptive title, because that is a very Titanic-sounding song. Hopefully you enjoyed it. And if you can tell from that band name, the one thing I think math rock is good for is band names, because they always come up with something good. Like, there's You May Die in the Desert, Double Handsome Dragons, Panther Attack, and my personal favorite, even though we're not playing this band in the show, it's Giraffes? Giraffes. It's Giraffes with a question mark at the end, and then Giraffes with an exclamation mark at the end. Something, I mean, you can't really say the name too well. Giraffes? Giraffes. I always just say Giraffes, Giraffes, but that's inaccurate, I guess. Anyway, we'll get into some more stuff. Coming up is another very punctuated band. It's Automatic with three exclamation points in there. And this track is called Samurai Showdown at the University of Tampa. and it's off their album Another Round Won't Get Us Down. And I forgot to say that You May Die in the Desert track, if you're interested in finding where it's from their split record with Gifts from Enola, which is also a great album, band name, but not math rock. So anyway, that split was called Harmonic Motion Volume 1, which is, I guess, the first volume of a series called Harmonic Motion. Anyway, we'll get into this next track. Here is Auto Automatic. Or I should say it with more zeal, because there's lots of exclamations. So let's try this. Auto Automatic! We'll be right back.
then we'll call Captain Pollution.
Let our polluting powers combine! Super radiation!
Deforestation! Mind! Punch it!
Hate!
By your polluting powers to mind, I am Captain Pollution!
Go Pollution!
Captain Planet, huh? You don't look so tough.
Neither do you, Pollution. In fact, you look a little green around the gills.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Post Rock Paper Scissors. Armand here, as usual. Let's go over what we just played. So, like we mentioned earlier, the first track was by Auto Automatic, and it's called Samurai Showdown at the University of Tampa. After that, we heard Maps and Atlases, which is the track that had vocals, albeit probably irritated some people, but it's a fun track. It's called Every Place is a House, off their EP called Tree Swallows Houses. And then we heard some Captain Planet stuff in there with Captain Pollution. but anyway, after that we heard a song by a band called Light. And that song is called Fantasia, off their album Fantasia. Light is a Japanese band, and it's quite a few mathy Japanese bands out there. They love playing stuff well. And that's what math rock is. I really can't, if you're not familiar with math rock is, I really can't say what technically makes a math rock band a math rock band. It kind of just, this sounds like a math rock band, so you just say, okay, this sounds like a math rock band. So I'm not the biggest expert on this stuff, and it's too noodly for me. I mean, a lot of people love it, and in small doses, it's really awesome, but usually I can't listen to many full albums because after a while, I kind of get irritated. And yeah, I'm being honest here. You don't want me to lie to you, do you? Yeah, so that's pretty much it for, that block. We'll get into another block soon. I don't really have much else to say. I don't want to go off on math rock and call it, like, soulless finger tapping or anything like that. But sometimes it is. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, devoted math rock listeners. But anyway, we'll get into some more noodling. This next track is by Silencio. It's called 12. It's off their album Dead Kings. And it's very technically proficient. Or that's something you can expect in this show. And by math rock bands, they know how to get the most. Well, I don't want to say they know how to get the most out of their instruments, because they do a lot with it. So it's not like they're doing a little and expecting a lot. They're just doing a whole fucking lot really fast. Anyway, here is Silencio. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Post Rock Paper Scissors. Armand here. Let's go over what we just played. That was a pretty short block. It was only 12 minutes. Both blocks in today's shows were pretty short, mainly because the first and the last track are pretty big, pretty epic tracks. And I know we say we shouldn't be playing long, big tracks because we want to make it this show as close to being radio-friendly as possible, which never happens. But the first and last tracks are pretty big, and there's a reason for it, because they're great tracks by great bands, and if we're going to play a show like this, we cannot exclude them. Anyway, the last track you just heard was by Panther Attack. It's called In the History of Snowmobiles, and that's off their album Martyr Bonus. And Panther Attack, like all other math rock bands, know how to have some fun, song names. There's You Look Good Wearing My Future. There's Stands About with Dumb Look on Face. Putting the Fun Back in Funeral. Christ the Destroyer. Lots of good track titles. I mean, no one really beats the track titles of Mogwai. But, I mean, they're not math rock, so that's something for a whole other show. Anyway, that track, again, was by Panther Attack. Before that, we heard Silencio with their song 12. And that one was like, I don't know, weird flamenco-type stuff mixed with some heavy math rock. And Silencio is like that. It's like, the whole album is bizarre. And if you're a person who likes albums that, you know, truly push the envelope kind of, and really try some new, unique stuff and incorporate lots of different elements together, Silencio is a great band to check out their album. I don't think they have one album, and it's called Dead Kings. So if you like the side of post-rock where that really tries to do something new, then I would go check out Silencio. So anyway, we got one track left. So we didn't talk much in this show. There's only because the blocks were short, and again, the first and last tracks were big. But this last track is the best track on the show, I think. It's by From Monument to Masses, which is a great band. This song is called An Ounce of Prevention. And it's off their just most recent album, called On Little Known Frequencies. It was a great album, and From Monument to Masses is I don't want to say that they're a fun band, because their music is generally really serious. I mean, they incorporate a lot of samples, and stuff from speeches, and whatever. It's very politically influenced and politically driven. But they still make the music very fun and light. So it's and this song that's coming up, I think the ending of this track is the most fun I've ever seen from Monument to Masses get. And so it's a nice balance of weightiness and fun. So I think that's where From Monument to Masses is at its best. So that's all for this show. Probably wasn't as much Captain Planet as we would like. There's some more left, I'll just say that. But, that, I guess, wraps up. I'm sure you're sick of Captain Planet, because we've mentioned that for 6 shows now. Because we had the 5 elements, and then this. So, I can assure you that you won't hear anything about Captain Planet for a while now. Anyway, that's this whole show. Next week, we're going to be going to space. That's all I'm going to say. So, we'll see you then in space, I guess. But here's From Monument to Masses.
to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Saving our planet is the thing to do. Looting. power is yours!